With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And welcome to part two, Saturday at San Diego Comic-Con. We'll be blog-podding our way through the day, which means we'll be talking to a bunch of people we bump into. We've got an interview with the team at Hasbro Star Wars that we're doing in a couple of hours. Steve Sansweet, the legendary Star Wars fan, is doing a panel at 3 p.m. about his Rancho Obi-Wan, so we'll be checking that out and soak up all that Comic-Con-ness. I'm currently just walking back to the convention center for the first time today, making my way through lots of costumed people, which is quite a visual treat. There is about 15 Where's Waldo's coming up handing out stuff, so they've been found. Good to see. Oh, no, thank you. Cheers.
Guys, you found Waldo.
I just said no to a Waldo bookmark because I'm determined to come back from Comic-Con with no cards. You know, Star Wars Celebration, I tried to come home with no badges, but people booby-trapped my bag, and I've still got some of those badges that people snuck in to my bag, in my bag that's on my back right now. So thank you to the podcasters that did that. I appreciate it. But let's get into the center and see what's up. Hey guys, just a heads up that the next segment's Hasbro interview is also available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars. There is a link in the show notes, so if you want to hit that and you can watch the interview with plenty of great shots of their booth and the sail barge diorama. It goes for about 15 minutes, then come back after that and hear the rest of the audio show. So video link in the show notes. Or just keep on listening. All right, you guys, we are at the Hasbro booth at San Diego Comic-Con with Sam and Sarah from Hasbro. Now, you guys have never been on the podcast before, so maybe just give the listeners a quick little insight to what you guys do at Hasbro.
I'm design manager on Star Wars product.
Nice.
And I do marketing on Star Wars product.
Marketing. I'm interested. I'm fascinated with Star Wars marketing and marketing in general. How is it with, like, you've got the embargo and you've just had your, you know, the panel with, like, a record low number of things announced. How does that sort of, what sort of challenges is that for marketing when you've sort of got this limited time frame to get, like, knowledge about the product out there?
Yeah, so we're in an interesting time right now. Obviously, there's a lot of amazing entertainment coming later this year. We're just in a time period where we're not really talking about a lot of things right now, but definitely stay tuned because there's more to come.
But you promised me you've got some good secrets.
There's going to be some good stuff coming. Trust me.
Nice. Nice. I do have to say one of the things that was revealed was the hyper-real Luke Skywalker. Yeah.
Yes.
And for someone that loves Luke Skywalker, I'm happy to see him hyper-real. Now, one of the new lines that was introduced was the Galaxy Adventures 5-inch figures.
Yep.
I'm interested. The Black Series figures are a 6-inch scale, super popular. They sort of changed the game for Star Wars collecting. What was behind the decision? For me, like, the thing to do would be like, hey, let's make it 6 inches so they can fit with the Black Series figures. Is there some sort of playability that's more around the 5-inch figures for kids? Or what was the decision behind that?
the specific sizing in particular. Sam could speak to that more than I could. I can tell you why broadly we do new figures.
I know why you do new figures. I've heard about this goods and services thing.
People like the products.
Sometimes. Why the inch down?
So in terms of 5-inch, it was really more of seeing as inch up versus inch down. So it was definitely something that was always intended to live independently. It's a completely own stylization, and it's really more about being able to celebrate kind of the heritage and kind of the agnostic version of those characters. So, you know, Han Solo, as he comes to life in the entertainment of the Galaxy of Adventure shorts. And so it really is about aligning something really unique. It still keeps scale as a very, you know, realistic component. So you'll find that Chewie, you know, towers appropriately over Han Solo, and Vader towers appropriately over, you know, characters of smaller scale as well.
Yeah.
But ultimately, being able to really find a scale that was appropriate, that was really playable for kids.
Yeah.
3 3/4 is something that, you know, we've done for 40 years. It's been successful for 40 years, and ultimately, you know, really being able to have that live on, but to a more dedicated fan base, really letting it be celebrated through the vintage collection and more casually through things like retro. But letting 5-inch really kind of be the home of playability for kids. It's, you know, they have great articulation with over 24 points, but then ultimately also being able to have these fantastic action features that are really character appropriate. So being able to have Han, you know, quick draw and fire from the hip, having Vader be able to slash his lightsaber, Chewbacca to do sort of this overhead beast throw, and then having C-3PO more appropriately fall apart. So, you know, it's all about driving sort of what's the right scale that's appropriate to kids, and not necessarily thinking collector first, but still offer a great way of, you know, expanding into like an additional collection and letting them live on their own. I don't think you know, the expectation is to have these live amongst your 6-inch figures, but it can certainly be an accent with it, whether you're casual or sort of a diehard collector of, you know, picking these up.
Yeah, well, the execution of them, like in that animated style, it's really cool. And then those cartoons are, like, so fun.
They sure are.
I do have to say, there are some really good Luke Skywalker Galaxy of Adventures where he's wearing that black Jedi outfit. I'm just pointing that out.
Yep.
You know,
just throwing that out there.
Yeah, just putting it out there. And how far ahead have you guys planned the line? Like, it seems like kids talk, like the more kids focus things, they have a shorter lifespan. Is that because kids grow out of them and then you've got to remarket to a new series of kids?
Well, you know, when we announced these four figures, but we also shared that there'd be a diverse lineup coming later this year, so definitely more to come on this.
Nice.
Yep.
And how are they going to be packaged?
There'll be more to come on the packaging as well, so that's stay tuned for that.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
So you've got the 8-inch Darth Vader in the hyper-real format, and then you've announced the Luke, which is, like, I have to say, I wasn't too sold on a new scale, but looking at that in person, it is like very
impressive. It's pretty cool, right?
Like, I mean this in the kindest way, but it's Japanese level impressive.
Thank you.
Because that is the home of very impressive toys.
Thank you.
Again, how far ahead? Like, I always like the first figure is very hard. You've got the second figure, which is really cool. But when will we find out about a third and fourth figure? Which could be my deciding factor whether I carry the line. And I'm sure a lot of people watching as well.
The big thing in terms of Hyperreal, you know, part of going to the new scale was really to be able to complement the technology and really be able to future-proof the line.
Mm-hmm.
So taking into consideration who is going to be our largest character, but also our smallest, and using that as kind of the defining principle, because as we start to look at things like material thickness and stuff, we don't want to get down the line and find out we can't do that character because the wrists are going to have to be inflated to be able to fit this in.
Okay.
So it was definitely taking that limitation and really being able to future-proof the line by going to the larger scale and ultimately being able to deliver what we have with Vader and Luke Skywalker. We also really wanted, it is intended to be kind of differentiated from Black Series, although being a Black Series kind of element in terms of that it lives under the Black Series umbrella, you know, these figures are definitely streaming to a very different level of premium nature. So in terms of the level of accuracy they go after, you'll find deco operations that we've never been able to do, again, because we didn't have that larger scale. So the spacing opens up to allow us to do things like the Arabish on Vader's chest box and doing the really finite details on the lightsaber to ultimately to be able to deliver the best version that we've been able to do. And so as we've moved that into the Luke, again, it presented a lot of new challenges for us to overcome. Going to a human form versus doing something helmeted and more of, you know, almost the robotic nature that is Vader. And being able to bring so much more of the outfit in, not being able to rely on things like armor panels to help hide various things on the form, and really having to, you know, kind of solve the engineering concerns that would really be how to hide a completely seamless Luke Skywalker body in his Bespin fatigues. So,
okay, well, I cannot wait to see that. And when do you think we'll find out about, like, the third and fourth figure?
Well, we have Hyperreal Vader launching this year. It's actually on pre-order right now, and it's going to start shipping in August. And then Luke was announced yesterday, which will be available in 2020. So that's about as far ahead as we're going to go right now.
All right. Now, let's talk about your diorama. It is depicting my favorite thing that has ever been screened on a giant white wall, the Ignite the Green moment over the Sarlacc pit. Tell us what went into making this incredible piece. And also, for canny eye collectors, there's a few Black Series 6-inch figures that have never been made. 88, EV99, a Gonk Droid, I believe. Is there any other little Easter eggs that you've made?
There's definitely quite a few. The whole diorama itself was definitely actually spawned around the sail barge. Mm-hmm. So that, in terms of really being able to celebrate that item, the only time people have really seen it publicly was when we had the, sort of the concept for it before HasLab launched, which was at New York Toy Fair of last year. So apart from people that actually were able to back the barge to its success, a lot of people haven't really seen the true size and nature of what the barge actually brought to the consumer. So it's celebrating that, celebrating all the fantastic items that that spawned and ultimately brought to fruition in terms of the vintage skiff. The Skiff Guard 3-pack, as well as taking inspiration for that as we moved into the 6-inch scale. But we also wanted to celebrate 6-inch because, you know, something that's really popular. Half of our demographic really comes here for 6-inch as well. So being able to take a lot of great classic figures from throughout the line, bring them into here, as well as doing a few customs. You'll find there's a Bib Fortuna in there that's, again, just for the show here. A big sort of... prize trophy down there in the basement, and then definitely as we get into things like the droid torture room, there were really fun ways of being able to take some characters and actually infuse them in the line, taking some of the technologies that we're actually using in retro and being able to scan original items. We're actually able to take some of the original Power of the Force figures and just sort of scale them up for 6-inch here as a really nice kind of homage and, again, celebration of this broader scene, but ultimately just giving something really fun for the 6-inch collector to latch onto coming
now,
into the show.
I've noticed you guys have been having some fun. The story seems to be continuing throughout the con.
You've noticed. Yeah.
I notice everything Luke Skywalker does on that skiff. That is my brand, if you will. Now, tomorrow's Sunday, and spoiler alert, the end of this scene ends with the sail barge blowing up. Is there fireworks underneath this thing?
They may or may not have confiscated our pack of M80s that were trying to send the thing off. And, you know, it's been an ever-evolving thing throughout the con. Each morning we're actually changing it out to really be able to help tell that story. So between Jabba's Palace, the Rancor Pit, and also, again, the Pit of Carcoon, really being able to have those events sort of unfold. There's still a couple of stages that we still have to see Luke Skywalker make, so I don't know that we'll get to the explosion tomorrow, but it's certainly something we're hearing, and I don't believe anyone's blown a barge up yet.
Okay, well, get to it. D23 is next month, and there's going to be a big push for The Mandalorian. Is there going to be any Hasbro presence there, and maybe some sneak peeks of some figures?
So D23 is typically focused on panels and entertainment and things like that, so Hasbro's not going to have a large presence there, but there's going to be a lot of great things, I'm sure.
Okay. When do you think, is that with Force Friday we get The Mandalorian releases, or is that something you can't even step to?
Yeah, we're not even going to talk about that right now, but stay tuned.
Okay. Now, you've had... The company and all the licensees have had a very hectic, you know, 4 or 5 years of all these films. You've got a 3-year break coming up with some TV series and some cartoons. Yeah. What do you guys sort of want to achieve in those 3 years? Is there things that you want to go back and cover, or like what's the sort of goal for that in-between film period?
Yeah, I think it's actually something where definitely there's parts of us that are looking forward to it, ultimately because we've been so entertainment rich just in terms of movie after movie after movie. So in terms of being able to support that through all the scales, there's so much entertainment in terms of going through and trying to support all the new theatrical releases as they're coming out. So I think it's going to present a lot of great opportunities for us to go back and revisit a lot of different things that really kind of got missed in the first run, and ultimately we hope to potentially be able to bring into the line.
Nice. It's it's been hectic for everyone. The retro line.
Yep.
Now, this is my standard question that I've been asking people from Hasbro before I even did a podcast. I'd get up at the panel and ask this. I am desperate. This is what, if you've got some spare time in these 3 years.
Yep.
A retro line that covers prequel and sequel figures. Mm. I want my Kylo Ren with extendable, like, lightsaber that comes out. The Tarkin, amazing. Like, you know, that's like a weird dream come true. Is there any more plans to extend that line, and how's the response been?
The response has been amazing. Mm-hmm. So we launched it, came out into stores, and kind of disappeared. So there'll be more stock coming to stores later this year because people have really loved it. But we have nothing new to share right now for retro.
Okay.
But certainly the fact that it's performed so well, we've taken note.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is great. With everything coming up, there's a plethora. You've got Clone Wars, you've got Mandalorian, you've got the new film. What are you guys, as Star Wars fans, like most looking forward to seeing?
Oh my gosh, there's so much, right, Sam?
Oh, there's plenty. Me personally, it's got to be The Mandalorian. I am so stoked on that from an entertainment standpoint. Everything we've seen, and just sort of the passion and drive, you know, hearing Favreau and Filoni really amp up everything that they're putting in behind this in terms of love. Like, it's, you know, just pounding away in my chest in terms of excitement. So, you know, I think that, especially coming out of Celebration, that was the thing I was so excited to see. And definitely in terms of being able to do passion projects like Mandalorian Helmet over there, like, that's a deep cut for me, for sure.
Nice. And also, writing season 2 already.
I'm really excited to see the culmination of the Skywalker saga with The Rise of Skywalker. I mean, it's a story 42 years in the making, so can't wait.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I'll watch the other one as well. All right, you guys, thanks so much for chatting. And the diorama, you somehow did outdo yourself this year again. After the Death Star one, I'm a bit biased to that scene, but it was incredible. And I love the mix of, like, the small and the big figures. It's it was really cool. But thanks so much for chatting, and the great toys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, it's 5 to 3, and we're in a room somewhere.
Yeah. A room. Room 4.
A room. Room number 4. All right.
The fourth room ever created.
Wow, and on the fourth day there was room. Excellent. But we are here for the Steve Sansweet Tarantula Obi-Wan Fans Journey panel.
Yeah.
I think
that about sums it up.
Those words are in the title,
yeah,
but not in that order.
No.
I don't think.
No.
What have you been doing, Dom?
Today, I lined up for 2 hours to get into a panel that I didn't get into.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you were in the bad place.
I was in the bad place.
And you wanted to be in the good place.
I really wanted to be in the good place, and it was very sad. But it's a popular show. I don't know why it wasn't in... it could have been in Hall H, I think, but it wasn't, so I didn't get in. And then after that, walked the floor a little bit.
If it was in Hall H, it's not as though you're going to get in either. It's a Marvel day.
True, yeah. Should have been in Hall H like yesterday.
Is the Marvel panel been on yet? Do we know?
No, I think it's like later tonight. I think it's in that same time slot that Star Wars was in a couple of years ago.
Oh, why are you rubbing it in?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
So what else have you been seeing?
Wandered the floor, just looked around at cool Star Wars things. I saw a guy dressed as Kylo Ren pushing his kids in their stroller, and whenever he had to get past somebody, he went, "This is a First Order troop transport." He was good. I thought he was fun.
I saw, I don't know what his name was, but he was a Boba Fett made out of PBR cans.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was a party guy. So I got a photo with him.
Nice.
Just been cruising. And you did a
Hasbro interview
as well? Interview,
yeah. I talked to Sam and Sarah about all things Hasbro and all the things they can't talk about.
It's so... Well, you guys just heard my interview, and Dom just went just before me and you were
heckling me to the PR rep via text message while I was interviewing them.
Well, maybe. Because I'm setting up on the other side of the booth, and because I've got so many cords and stuff. And I would get to see the password to Steve Sansweet's computer on the big screen.
Yeah.
This is excellent.
Ooh. It's four black dots.
It's four. What is it? Toys.
Or like Obi-Wan.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
They can't even talk about stuff they can't talk. Like, it's so, like, double. When can you tell us about the Mandalorian? Yeah. No.
No. Yeah. That's why, I asked them about stuff, like, 3 years down the line just to see if I could get anything, but.
Oh, that's right. You went for some, Dom started pitching Attack of the Clones 20th anniversary exclusives.
Yeah. Dexter, man. Like, we got to make it happen.
No. Klee Glass.
That was the guy at the panel the other day. Three and three quarter inch scale Klee Glass. And no. I'm pretty sure he said with removable leg.
Oh. Wait, we never see him walk, do we?
No.
No, he floats out.
He floats the whole time.
Yeah, okay. He lost it because of the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Man. What a good guy.
But you were heckling me to the PR person.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because they were running a bit late. And by bit, it was like minutes.
Yeah.
So it's not like.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, anything substantial. But, she's like, oh, sorry, taking so long. And I don't know if she knew I was in the room or not. And I was just like, I can tackle Dom if you want. All right.
Thankfully, you didn't.
All right, we've got... I think Stephen's about to start. So
yeah.
We should maybe go. All right. I'll see you on the other side.
On the other side.
Have you ever been to Rancho Obi-Wan?
No.
I have. It was really good.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah, you should be.
I really am.
No, I can't. I can't even emphasize how good it was.
I just have the t-shirt.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've got the memories. And 8,000 photos. All right, we're out. Bye. Hey, guys. So I'm... heading home now after our meetup with other Star Wars podcasters and podcast listeners, and it was again the best of times. One of my favorite things is watching podcast listeners recognize each other off their Twitter handles and be so excited to meet each other. It's the best. But we hung out for hours and had so many great convos and chats, and I met some new friends, and it was super good. And that's about it for today's show, because I am now very tired. So if you're enjoying the show, share it on Twitter. If you watched the Hasbro interview on YouTube, make sure you give that a like and subscribe to the YouTube and all that good stuff. And just spread the word. If you're on iTunes, write a sweet 5-star review, and we'll be back with Sunday tomorrow. Thanks so much, you guys. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.